Good morning. My guests this morning are Andrew Akufo, the executive director of the Healdsburg Center for the Arts, and Lois Donaghy, who is the co-chair of the Healdsburg Center. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
Glad to have you. Andrew, a bunch of stuff is coming up. First of all, we have a call for artists for Art After Dark. How does that work?
So Art After Dark, let me first just define what it is. It's a community building series, which is put together as a quality of life initiative. It's a partnership between the Healdsburg Center for the Arts as well as the city of Healdsburg. Uh-huh. So we're co-presenting this. We started it last year, and we're doing it again this year because it was such a major success. A lot of folks come up to Healdsburg for the wine tasting, but we want to provide something extra, give them something to do in the evening times when most places are closed.
Right.
So Art After Dark is just that kind of event. We have three different evenings where Art After Dark will take place. It'll be happening every fourth Friday starting in June. June the 22nd is going to be our first one. It's going to take place on Plaza Street in front of the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. We're going to close off that street over there. We're going to have local artist vendors. We're going to have live performances. We will have children's activities. People will be able to come out with their chairs and sit down and enjoy the entertainment. It's just something where people can come together, not just local folks, but visitors as well, and enjoy each other's company. And people seem to really enjoy that. So I mentioned the first one being on June the 22nd. We're also going to have another one on August the 24th as well as September the 28th. So right now we're working on lining up our performances. Artists are still applying for that. We don't necessarily have a set deadline for it. I would just encourage them not to submit like the week of the actual event. But this is something that was real popular last year, and people seem to be really getting on board this year and excited about that. So we're just happy to present something like this to our community.
Well, what about the Healdsburg Art Festival call for artists?
So the Healdsburg Arts Festival is going to take place from July the 27th through the 29th. Right now we have the call for artists, which is open and available for artists to submit on our website. We use a format in a website called entrythingy.com. So artists can go in and pick what size booth. We have different options available. Yeah, the deadline for that is actually coming up. It'll be on, what date do I have? May the 31st.
Right, okay.
Hopefully we might be able to extend it. I haven't mentioned or said anything about that, but you know,
that might be good.
I think along those lines. But it's a 3-day festival, which is going to happen on at the Healdsburg Plaza. And it's also in partnership with the city of Healdsburg.
Great.
So artists, it doesn't matter what genre it is. We're encouraging them to come out. We'll have a wine tasting booth set up. We'll have live performances as well. We'll have different activities. It's something that we want different organizations to also come in and work with us and be a part of it, and something that we're hoping will really generate a good amount of tourism. So we're encouraging those artists to hurry up and get online because it should be good. We'll be accepting up to 60 artists.
Then what about the Fiber Show?
So the Fiber Show is going to be coming up at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts from July the 21st through September the 3rd. But this is a national juried show. Our co-chair, which is Vicky Comfer, who used to be involved with HCA, is chairing this show. She'll have two jurors. The submission deadline for it is June the 10th. So different fiber arts, whether it's in weaving or knitting, or I don't know the proper terms for it, but it's textile art. That's right. So like I mentioned, it's a national show. So we're expecting entries not just locally from the Bay Area, but from other states, kind of like our last exhibition. We had it from 14 different states.
Yes.
Right.
That we had artists from. So yeah, we're excited
so
about
who
it.
Who do people call?
I would say the best way to contact is to get on our website, healdsburgcenterforthearts.org. We have all the information, including the call for entries and applications for submission available on there.
Great. You are making Healdsburg a real art center.
Oh, we're trying.
It's just great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.